Welcome to Season 2 of the Data Strategy Show. My name's Samir Sharma, and I'll be your host on all of the next episodes with great analytics leaders. Today, my guest is John Thompson, and I'll tell you a little bit more about John in a second. What I'm really trying to get across with this particular new season, Season 2, is really the person behind the leader. What makes them tick? Who are they? You know, what's their style of leadership? And particularly in the data and analytics context. So a little bit more about John. John's an international technology executive, and he's had about over 30 years, although in the episode you'll hear it's 37 years, of experience in the business intelligence and advanced analytics fields. Currently, he's the global advanced analytics and artificial intelligence head at CSL. Prior to CSL, John was an executive partner at Gartner. And before Gartner, John was responsible for advanced analytics at the Dell Software Group. John's also the author of two books. The first one in 2017 was a best-selling book, which he co-authored, which is called Analytics, How to Win with Intelligence, which debuted on Amazon as the number one new book in analytics. Wow. And most recently, John's written a book called Analytics Teams, Leveraging Analytics and Artificial Intelligence for Business Improvement, which was published in 2020. John's expertise includes all aspects of advanced analytics and information management, including descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics, artificial intelligence, analytical applications, deep learning, cognitive computing, big data, data warehousing, business intelligence systems, and high-performance computing. Well, it's going to be a fantastic episode. I hope you get to know John a little bit more than you did before. And please do like, as always, comment, share, and enjoy this episode. Thank you very much. Hey, John, look, it's great to see you. How are you doing?
Good, Samir. It's great to see you. Yeah, everything's fantastic. We're coming into fall here in Chicago. So cooler weather.
Beautiful.
End of the tennis season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, always a bummer. I love watching tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Got a new radar gun.
Uh-huh.
I was out hitting serves yesterday. I hit my first 90-mile-an-hour serve.
Oh, so wow.
I'm very happy with
okay.
it.
So isn't that funny then? John, you and I have got one thing in common. I used to be a semi-pro tennis player. So when I see you in Chicago, we're going to have a hit. That sounds good. Listen, John, I got 66 questions. It's all about you. So we're going to start. Hey, listen, John, how do you start your day?
I usually wake up very early. I never drink coffee. I drink water. And usually within 5 minutes of waking up, I'm at my desk working.
Cool. What would you say is your biggest weakness?
Probably a little hyper-focusing sometimes, you know, getting obsessed and getting, tracked onto one thing and not focusing on other things.
Don't we always do that? And what did you say is your biggest strength?
Hyper-focusing.
Don't give me that.
No, I mean, I love what I do. You know,
yeah.
I've been doing this, as you know, for 37 years.
I love
data and analytics. I love that focus. I've talked to a lot of people that have gone and done, you know, they've been in sales, they've been in marketing, they've been in product management. I've just always been focused on data and analytics. So mm-hmm. I would say that's one of my greatest strengths is diligence and persistence. Yeah.
Good. Now, you've just said it. You've been in data analytics for 37 years. What's the biggest learning experience you've ever had?
People are generally not understanding the value and the power of integrating data sets together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. What's your favorite time of day?
Morning.
What makes you angry?
Small-minded people.
What's your best trait?
Loyalty.
What are you most excited about these days?
Explainable AI.
Cool. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
I think it was from my wife when she was telling me how happy she was and how I had been interacting with our two children and helping them decide on their career paths.
That's a tough one, isn't it? But yeah, I'm going to be there soon, I'm sure. I got a little bit of time. When are you most inspired?
Morning.
Morning. What makes you smile the most?
People that are just silly, funny, and wildly intelligent.
Okay. That's a big, big gamut to get, through. But are there many people like that you meet?
Handful.
Okay. What's the one thing people don't know about you?
I generally try to stop and help anybody that I can. I'll take shopping carts across parking lots. I'll stop at every lemonade stand I come to. I help people across the street. I just try to be a good person every day, every minute.
It's an awesome trait. That's great to do. What makes you feel the most like yourself?
Generally thinking about a complex problem, trying to solve something that no one else has been able to crack.
Okay. What are the three things you can't live without?
My wife. Mm-hmm. Mountain Dew and time to think.
Okay, cool. What's your current TV character obsession?
We just finished watching The White Lotus, which was
never heard of it.
One of the craziest six episode TV shows about people on a resort in Hawaii. It's nuts. For everybody, but okay. Nuts.
I will have a look. So I was going to ask you, what's the last show you binge watched? But it sounds like it's The White Lotus.
Yeah, we just finished it last night and we watched On the Verge, which is Julie Delpy's new series, which was really hilarious. Uh-huh. And then Sandra Oh's new series, The Chair.
Oh, The Chair. Yeah, I've seen that, but I haven't had a chance to watch it. And what's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life?
The most adventurous thing I've done in my life, I've done a lot of crazy things.
pick one. I've heard stories about you on motorbikes, but tell me others. Yeah.
Well, this one's on a motorbike too. I was about 16 years old and I got on one and I think I was going about 140 or 150 miles an hour.
Oh.
And then I realized I wasn't smart enough to be riding a motorcycle and I stopped until I was about 35.
Oh, just because of that?
Well, once you're going that fast and you realize that if you just hit a bump, you're dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
It's a wake up call.
Probably very mature of you as a 16-year-old. How would you define yourself in three words?
As I said, loyal, honest, and fiercely focused.
Cool. What's your most overused phrase?
Actually.
What's inspiring you in life right now?
We are in just a wonderful time of expansion and realization of the power of analytics and AI. It's fantastic to see so many business leaders understanding it and wanting to get involved in it and realize value from it. So it's something I've been working for almost four decades. It's usually been drifting around in the wilderness, but I think we finally arrived.
Yeah, I think so too. Getting there. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received career-wise?
Quit your job.
What's your pet peeve?
Small-minded people.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the moment your career completely changed?
Yeah, I was having lunch with these two guys, and they told me to quit my job.
They did? Oh, yeah. Boy. And what was the circumstance? They just said, listen, you're in the wrong place.
I was working at ABN AMRO, which is a bank.
A bank, yeah.
Yeah. And they always fast track their executives through North America, Asia, Latin America.
That's
and
right.
Fast tracking this Irish guy and this Dutch fellow through the bank. And I was pestering them about how do I rise up? How do I succeed?
Yep.
And I was always interested in technology and data. And they took me to lunch at this really beautiful club in Chicago overlooking Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. They asked me a bunch of questions about what I wanted to do and who I was and where I wanted to go. And after I answered all those questions, they said, you need to quit. You're at a bank. We only have people like you because we have to, go find some place that is focused on technology. We're not it.
Yep. True. What makes you feel accomplished?
I really enjoy closure. I'm that kind of person. I like to get things done. Writing the two books has been very gratifying.
Yeah. Yep. And what's your biggest regret?
I don't have any. You know,
you don't have
I,
to. That's cool.
I just don't.
What makes you happy?
My family, playing tennis, riding motorcycles.
Yeah, sounds like it. What's heavily played on your music playlist right now?
Gang of Four.
Okay. Who's that?
It's an 80s alternative group.
Okay.
You know, look it up.
Okay, I will. What three things are at the top of your bucket list?
To be a more accomplished skier, to be much more comfortable on the slopes. To go to, where haven't I gone? Go to China, I guess. And, see grandkids if I'm ever so lucky.
Cool. What's your most guilty pleasure?
Mountain Dew.
I've never tried it. Even when I lived in America, I didn't try it.
I love it. It's terrible. Yeah? It's a real addiction.
What book did you most recently finish?
Man's Search for Meaning.
Oh, yeah. Viktor Frankl. Yeah, great book. Love it. If you could go back in time, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
Relax.
Apart from not getting on that motorbike.
Yeah, relax. It's all going to work out.
Cool. If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
Michael Dell.
What's one thing you've always wanted to try, but you've been too scared to do?
That's interesting. I'm not, generally not scared of anything.
That's amazing. What's the most ridiculous fact that you know?
Oh my God. I know so many stupid facts.
Go on, go for it. Just one.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. If you could resurrect one person from history and put them in the world today, who would it be?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why?
Just an example of incredible resilience in the face of overwhelming odds.
True. What's the one thing you wish you knew at the age of 19?
Patience.
If you were not living in the US, where would you be living?
In your backyard.
Yeah, my backyard. Cool. We could play tennis all day then. If you could offer one piece of advice to upcoming data leaders, what would it be?
Focus on the power and the impact that the data and analytics can have on the business. Get to a bottom line result.
Yep, true. Where was the best vacation you've ever taken?
Kauai.
And what's one city you've always dreamed of traveling to?
Reykjavik.
Okay. What was the best lesson your parents ever taught you?
Honesty.
What's your favorite food?
Hamburgers.
What's your favorite podcast? You don't have to say mine, obviously, but you know.
I do really enjoy yours and all the things that you do. I like Cindy Housen's. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just did a podcast with Tom Davenport. I really, really like working with Tom.
That's
so I'd
cool.
say you, Cindy, and Tom.
Hey, you didn't have to say that, but that's cool. Thank you. You said it earlier. I think I'm going to, you don't drink coffee or tea, right? So it's water. Okay. What's a movie that made you cry?
They all make me cry right now.
Ah, no, you're a big softie like me. Who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
I would say my grandmother.
Can I ask you why?
She's just a really down-to-earth, lovely person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's you, actually. Yeah, I see that. What's your favorite exercise?
Right now, I'm really hating it, but I'm doing a lot of squats.
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got to be careful about it with those, haven't you? What's the one data trend that you dislike?
Oh, I think all the puffery around, what these fantastical things that AI can do and the dystopian future we're headed to. I think that's the one that bothers me the most.
I think you said it before. Is Gang of Four your favorite band?
Actually, Brian Ferry is my favorite.
Oh, Brian
artist.
Ferry. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. What's the favorite song from Brian Ferry? Either what, Roxy Music or just Brian Ferry?
Probably more Roxy Music.
Okay.
It's funny enough, it's a cover of John Lennon's Jealous Guy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good song. What's a superpower you wish you had?
To fly.
What's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years?
Being a W-2 employee.
Okay. And for those people who don't live in America, that means getting your tax done, right?
Yeah, it's a full-time employee.
Full-time employee, yeah. Looking back on your life, is there anything you would have done differently?
I would have gone to college straight out of high school.
Okay.
When I left high school, I worked for a year as an auto mechanic. I wouldn't have done
all
that.
Right. You wouldn't have done that. Okay. But you live and learn. What's the best thing that happened this year?
I think it was fantastic that our son moved from New York back to Chicago.
Nice.
And then our daughter was here for the summer for her internship at Dell. So it was
okay,
great to spend time.
Cool. With both. So the whole family were back together and you had a great summer. Fantastic. Which movie makes you laugh the hardest?
That's a great question. That's funny. I don't know.
You don't?
No, I don't know.
Any of the Mel Brooks movies? Any of,
I grew up watching Blazing Saddles.
There we go. Okay. Okay. Well, I know it's a tough question. They're crazy.
They're hilarious. That's for sure.
Yeah. Do you believe in second chances?
Oh yeah. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
You do.
Yeah,
okay, cool. What's your greatest talent?
I would say that I'm pretty good at being able to see where an analytical use case and an ensemble of data will make a difference in a business before almost anyone can see it.
That's cool. That's a trait I'd like to learn from you, for sure. What three words best describe your leadership style?
Relaxed, interested, supportive.
Cool. What are currently your top three data challenges?
With my team, I'm trying to build a completely new application based on location data, and we're mm-hmm. finding it to be more sparse than mm-hmm. we'd like it to be. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Second is trying to ensure that everybody's on the same page from a value perspective.
Yep.
And then balancing, the mundane with the innovation.
Cool. And what are the three words to describe living in the US?
Crazy right now.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
Uh-huh. As always.
Self-drive, I guess, or mm-hmm. innovate, self-interest or innovation, sure. Those kind of things.
Yeah. What's the one thing you had to learn the hard way?
Seems like I'm learning it every day. someone said that none of us get out of childhood without being damaged in some way, but there's the issues with authority and those kind of things. I have to keep relearning it over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah. How do you handle pressure in your career?
I used to work for a guy named Chris Barfield, mm-hmm. who ran a company called White Cross out of Bracknell. And his lesson was, don't push things too hard.
Okay.
Everything has a time. Mm-hmm. And when the time is right, be ready to act. So I think that's
great advice. Good. Fantastic advice. What's a trend you would like to see disappear forever?
Bigotry, misogyny, small-mindedness.
Yep. What did you want to do with your life at the age of 12?
I think I wanted to be an astronaut.
That's awesome. I guess you can now, can't you?
Yeah.
You've got a quarter of a million spare.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my final question, John, what's something you still like to learn?
I love to learn everything. I'm an intensely curious person. You follow me on LinkedIn. You see all sorts of posts about Locke and Hobbes and philosophy and physics and science and numerology and phrenology mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. just all sorts of stupid, discredited things. And, I love everything.
Do you like learning? Yeah. I mean, you've got to keep learning, right? John, Thompson, thank you so much for your time. It was great to know you as a data leader, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thanks.
Thanks, Samir. Always a pleasure. Bye.